My name is Emily Ray, and I play three characters. The first is Portia, the second is Sarah, and then I also play the social worker.
How does it feel multi-rolling when you're the only one that's really doing that?
I like it. I like the way people are on stage and I pop off and come back out in another outfit.
Yeah.
But I think it's also quite useful because particularly for Will's character, there are comments from the other characters about how there's a new pair of legs at every dinner party that he brings along. And I think by having the same actor, that kind of helps the audience understand, you know, this bloke keeps arriving with various ladies.
Yeah.
And that lady is me in different forms.
Yeah, I thought that was quite a good joke in the showcase, actually. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But I suppose the social worker is something very different then.
Yeah. And we also talked about the fact that the social worker and Sarah have their similarities. So, I mean, Portia is on another level. She's completely different. But Sarah and the social worker, I think, have the same level of kindness. And that's kind of what Mary sees in Sarah, and that's kind of what triggers her flashback into her first encounter of the social worker. So I like that they share that. And that Portia's so different.
Could you talk me through your involvement with Staying Alive?
So I knew that this play was the award winner, and having performed in Alice in Wonderland previously, I've worked with Blackshaw a few times, and I just kind of knew that whatever they were doing, I wanted to be in it.
Oh, that's excellent.
So I just applied, and I wasn't sure about the characters at first. I wasn't sure what they'd be looking for, but I'm so pleased that I have managed to suit three characters, and that's all worked out. Because I think you have to be quite specific, because they're so different, you know.
Have you done much multi-rolling before?
Only in children's theatre, so very, very different.
Yeah.
Very different multi-rolling. And a little bit in kind of Shakespeare at drama school, but not really. This is kind of my first like proper grown-up play, playing three grown-up characters, which I'm really excited about.
In what way is it different playing three characters in a grown-up play to in a children's play?
With children's theatre, you kind of have to do less as an actor, because it's more to do with I've gone off stage and I've put on a different hat and now the children know that I'm somebody else. Whereas it's clearly still me in this play, and I think I have to work a lot harder to make it clear that they're different characters. But it's a really welcome challenge, and I just absolutely love playing humans as opposed to frolicking around the stage.
Well, maybe, you know, Ellie Pitkin just thought she'd given you too easy a time in Alice.
Maybe.
Where you could just be Alice all the way through and everyone else was running around like hoarse chickens.
Maybe.
Yeah, so she thought, yeah, let's get Emily to work a bit harder.
Maybe.
So, can you talk to me a bit about what you feel the play is about? On the surface, it's about bereavement, but I suppose Portia's doesn't have that much to do with that element, except maybe putting her foot in it every now and then.
Yeah, well, she stirs things up. She's kind of like a great example of how not to deal with bereavement and general social situations where you're new to everybody. It's just a lesson in how not to behave, really, is Portia. But I think that's why she's so useful as a character.
Right.
Because she just goes for it, and it all goes horribly wrong. But I also think that the play is heavily about friendship, and also about how humans interact with each other through difficult times. Like, I don't know, is that too long to be a theme? But
no.
It's just all under the surface, and so little of it if people feel they're able to talk about, and I think that can be applied to just every day, you know, not just with bereavement, but, you know, hi, how are you? I'm fine, thanks, how are you? It's like scripted, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't know, that is a theme, I would say.
Yeah, I would agree. Mm. I really felt that came across well in the showcase, but I really can't express why that is. Was there anything particular you did while you were rehearsing that brought that to life?
We did talk about that how and also the fact that the play is set across quite a lot of dinner parties, and how that's the kind of perfect setting in which you're meant to behave and say that you're well and positive, and it's just not really the environment to say I'm really struggling or I'm really unhappy or so it was, I mean, a great idea on Kat's part, the writer, to set it then, because what better situation in which to, you know, cover up how you're feeling. And of course Mary tries to do that, but it's the elephant in the room.
Were you at the meeting with Nick from Slow?
Yes.
How was that?
I mean, harrowing and uplifting, if it can be those things.
Okay.
She's such an interesting and inspirational woman. She was so open answering our questions and really didn't hold back at all. And I think, although we'd all been working really hard in, you know, separately away, character work, trying to really build an idea of what that grief is like, given that none of us are parents.
Yeah.
It just really all fell into place when we spoke to her.
So did you feel that was particularly useful for playing the social worker, maybe?
Yeah, so much. I did ask her a few questions, and I'm not sure how much interaction she had with social workers through her own experience of losing her child. But just generally, in terms of, like, tone and what to say, we talked through that, and that was really helpful. I just feel very touched that she came to see us and then came to see the show and was really supportive of it and laughed and cried, and I'm glad that she enjoyed the humour as well.
Is there anything that you're particularly looking forward to sort of diving back in with the play, or anything that you want to do over or expand on from before?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't given it much thought, except having done a little read-through of an extra, like an addition to a scene.
Ah.
And it, without giving too much away, it definitely enhances more moments between Sarah and Will, which previously have been kind of, that ain't going anywhere, that relationship. And this just gives a little bit more insight into Will, and therefore gives Sarah a bit more drive into maybe wanting to get to know Will or not.
Ooh,
but yes, it's nice. There's additions to all of the characters, I think, that just give us even more depth than we had before, which is good and exciting.
Great. Well, hopefully I'll get to catch up with you at some point during rehearsals.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for talking to me today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.